What's up, Monday Mass podcast fans? This is your host, Chris Cote. Before we get into this week's episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast, according to me, I just want to thank the world's greatest action sports podcast sponsors. That's right, two new sponsors coming in for all the whole month of November. They are hooking it up throughout November, not just for me, this podcast, but also for you guys and gals listening at home. I want to start with the homies at Loose Towels. I mean, it should be called Loose Towels and Blankets because this is breaking news. This is a first ever for me, an exclusive unveiling, an audio unveiling. This is an audio launch of a new product from Loose. It's called the Falsa Blanket. Falsa. The Falsa Blanket. So not only does Loose now make amazing towels with beautiful graphics and photos and bright colors and ponchos, changing ponchos, so your schlong and or breasts aren't shown to the world where you're trying to change before or after you surf, men, women, children. You can feel safe changing on the beach. You know, no creeps can spy on you. You're in a poncho. You're totally covered. And then after you surf, you put it on, take your wetsuit, your trunks off, and you drive home in it. It's clothes. It's a wearable towel clothing thing, and there's a hood on it too. So you look cool. You feel safe and secure knowing not only will you not have a indecent showing at the beach, but also, you know, nobody's going to creep on you. There are creeps out there, folks. And I'm not, if you're one of them, stop listening. But if you're, you know, if you want to just avoid creepage, throw on a Loose poncho. But let's get back to the Falsa Blanket. The Falsa Blanket. This is an incredible gift, not only for someone you love, but also for yourself. So the Falsa Blanket, it comes in charcoal or sea foam. It's super soft, handmade in mainland Mexico. This it's a Mexican blanket style fringes, spices it up. You know, it's just a classic throw for an instant fiesta. 100% cotton, super soft. Use it on the beach, use it on the couch. 72 inches by 46 inches. Loose, L-E-U-S, towels.com. And if you want to get the Falsa Blanket, which is out now, who wouldn't want a blanket as a gift? This is the season of giving. Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, give a blanket. It's the best idea. Nobody is going to, you know, you're going to, if you open a blanket at Christmas, or again, whatever you celebrate, you open a blanket, you're like, oh, why didn't I think of that? A blanket. A Loose blanket. Great. Thank you. Great idea. And they don't have to know that you got 15% off, because if you go to loosetowels.com, you buy a loose blanket, a Falsa Blanket, enter the code MASS15, MASS15, you get 15% off. There you go. So that's an audio launch of a new product from Loose, our homies at Loose. Go to loosetowels.com. Follow them at Loose Towels. Get loose. Also want to thank, and I'm excited about this one, Active Skin Repair. This is scientifically proven, all-natural, non-toxic skin repair. And last week, if you listened to the show, I had Damian Hobgood on. Damian Hobgood is a team writer, representative, a believer, a user of this product. It's a spray that, you know, you scrape your knee, you get a reef cut, sunburn, bug bite, whatever. Non-toxic. And Damian Hobgood, one of the world's best goofy foots ever, told me he uses it on himself, his kids, on trips, at home. It works. Hey, it really works. I'm actually going to be hanging out with the creators of Active Skin Repair this week on the North Shore, which I'll get to. BLDGactive.com, also at BLDGactive. Thank you to Loose and BLDGactive, along with all of our other sponsors. let's get into the meat of it, folks. The show.
Nani no ki ala. It is a beautiful day here, and aloha mai. Welcome, welcome again. Ho'olohe mai. Listen up, because we're going to talk to you guys about some surfing, some skateboarding, and even the snowboarding is starting up right now.
The music, the vibe, the pigeon. It can only mean one thing, folks. That's right. The world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass, with me, Chris Cote, is being recorded on the north shore of Oahu through the whole month of November. Well, I did one last week in Encinitas, but the next three episodes are coming at you from the north shore of Oahu, the 7 Mile Miracle, the proving ground, where surfers come to face the biggest challenge of their life, getting out of Foodland with a under $50 tab or bill for groceries. No, we're here on the North Shore. I am part of the commentary team for the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing, which we'll get to. It could have started today or yesterday, but so far, no waves. But that's good. When it's flat on the North Shore, it's really fun. And it's crazy. Everything you've heard, everything you've seen, even in the film North Shore, it's true. I felt it. I mean, this is my 15th plus time, maybe 20th time coming over to the North Shore. I used to come as a scared, sponsored surfer trying to get photos at Rocky Point. And then I started coming as the editor of Transworld Surf. Now I come as a commentator for the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing and the Vulcan Pike Pro. So, but every time you get that same feeling, you're driving from the airport to the North Shore, and about 30 minutes into the drive from the airport to the North Shore, you come over a hill and you see the ocean for the first time. You get that same feeling in your guts that you get every time. Oh, wow. There it is. And there's nothing like it. It never gets old. And I tell you, you got to experience it. You got to get over here and see it at least once. I mean, here's an example. So I got here, yesterday? My first session at Rocky Point. Mind you, people here are saying it's flat. It's head high at Rocky Point. I get out there early in the morning. I see there's three people out. It was first wave. I'm paddling out. I look down the line. Goofy footer. Pumping down the line. Boom. Huge. Frontside 360 air, it's Miguel Pupo. Damn, there's talent out here early. In the water, this is a random Sunday morning session. There's three people in the water. It's Miguel Pupo, Italo Ferreira, Michael February, Victor Bernardo paddles out, Kevin Scholes, Mason Ho. I mean, this is every session you surf. No matter where you go on the North Shore, there's nothing like seeing these people in person. Coco Ho's out there, bam! I mean, just ripping, and it's incredible to see. And you can't go and play catch with, you know, Tom Brady on the field. You can't go down to the field during practice and throw a couple balls around with Tom Brady, but you can trade waves. I mean, you're not they're taking 99% of them. You might get a scrap, like I got today. But I tell you, I mean, you're sitting there with the world's best surfers on any given session. Then, of course, when it starts getting serious, you know, Pipeline, and then it's a whole different deal. And you're watching from the beach, I mean, if you're smart. Or, I mean, if you're good, you're out surfing. You know what I'm saying? But that's just an example. I mean, every session, I'm on the bike. There's a bike path that connects the whole kind of North Shore vibe here. I mean, I'm walking to the car. Michelle Perez, what's up? Everyone's in a good mood because everyone just got here to the North Shore. So that vibe is up. Everyone's happy. You know, and of course, as the contests start, as the waves start to get heavy, things change. A little bit more serious. You can feel the electricity. So let's get into that. The reason that I'm here, the reason why the majority of the surf world is here right now, is the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing. And I went down to the first day of the waiting period window, pretty much knew it wasn't going to be on, but you got to go, you know, you go down there anyway, high fives, meet the crew and say what's up to everybody and reconnect. I found Marty Thomas, competition director. And so I just had to get the word from Marty as to his gut, you know, his gut feeling. What is he feeling right now? So this would be now day two. Contest is off today. So hopefully, depending on when you listen to this podcast, it could be on. So let's get a word from competition director Marty Thomas. He's been doing it a long time and knows what's up. He's going to tell us what he feels we're going to be going through here for the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing 2017. This is day one of competition, and this is first day of making the call. Give us just the short forecast and maybe what we can kind of expect from the Triple Crown in general. What is your gut telling you?
Yeah, Cote. Well, day one here at the Hawaiian Pro, and we've pretty much got flat conditions. We've had some decent fun surf the last few days, but mostly out of the northeast direction. Lonnie's was on fire the other day. The northeast swell kind of passes Haleiwa. We need more of a west swell. We're looking at a bump coming on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Hopefully, we can get 2 or 3 days out of that swell, and then there's another swell for sort of around Friday to Sunday, but that's going to have some northeast in it as well. So a little challenging forecast for Haleiwa right now, but that's typical for Haleiwa. You kind of have to be ready. Anything from 2 to 20 feet is to be expected. So the guys kind of see the forecast. They get it. They got their shortboards ready. And we're looking forward to a great Triple Crown. We got 2 10,000s, Hawaiian Pro, Vans World Cup of Surfing, anyone in the top 60 or 70 on the QS could qualify with good results here. As we saw with Dusty Payne a few years ago, he was 94, won Haleiwa, got third at Sunset, and qualified. So a lot's going to go down in the qualification scenarios here. And obviously, we got the Pipeline Masters, Billabong Pipe Masters. We got John hoping to capture his second world title here in Hawaii.
So Marty Thomas telling it like it is. Hawaiian Pro, Haleiwa, this is most likely going to come down to high-performance surfing, airs, you know, big snaps, turns, tail slides, etc. Maybe, you know, we might see some tubes, but most likely, forecast is telling us relatively smaller conditions, probably in the waist, chest, head high range, maybe pushing head high and a half on the best days. But hey, Marty said it, you got to come to the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing prepared. I mean, you got to have your groveler all the way up to a 8-foot board. You got to have 20 boards here. And, you know, everybody's in the same boat. Everybody who's trying to qualify, don't forget, these are the last two events on the qualifying series, two huge QS 10,000s. And this is where we see the real shakeup begin as far as what's now being called the New Era QS Leaderboard. New Era QS Leaderboard. It's the first time, folks, we've heard this, and it's the right time. Because I've said it, I swear, on the last 10 podcasts. Watching the QS to CT transition, right? Watching this battle, watching these 50 surfers fighting for, you know, what, 6, 8, maybe 10 qualification spots, depending on what happens with championship tour surfers, numbers, etc. This is emotionally charged. I mean, it is a battle. You will see tears. You will see elation. These surfers have been fighting for this moment for their whole career. I mean, this is the peak. This is making, you know, this is making the NFL. This is making the NBA. This is it. As far as a competitive surfer goes, this is what you want. So these are the last two chances. And again, the Triple Crown, these two contests, of course, you have the Billabong Pipe Masters. It's a different story. We'll get to probably next week. But so these two QS 10,000s, the Hawaiian Pro and the Vans World Cup, these contests basically dictate who's going to be on the championship tour in 2018. And there's a lot at stake for a lot of these surfers. Dreams crushed, dreams lived. And, you know, again, Damien Hopgood said it last episode. This is huge. This is very, it's really entertaining, exciting to watch. And we will see it all begin at the Hawaiian Pro. And again, it's going to come down to high performance surfing. So just be sure to watch and, you know, watch your favorites. You know, watch what happens. Who said that? Watch what happens. Anyway, so there you see. The forecast is in. Pray for surf. It's gonna be on. Go to you can watch it at VansTripleCrownOfSurfing.com, or why not get the WSL app? It's easy. Get the WSL app. I'm not being paid to say that yet. When I'm on air, I'd sell that app all day. But now I'm selling it as a fan. Get the WSL app. Get the WSL app, you ding dong. Oh, hey, Surf News is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. South Coast Surf Shops, they got 5 shops in the San Diego region. You can follow them at South Coast on Instagram. It's time to get your full suits, get your booties, get your cold water wax, AstroDeck traction pads, fins, boards, accessories, clothing, t-shirts. Get it all and get it at South Coast Surf Shops. They've been supporting the Monday Mass podcast since the very beginning. Thank you, South Coast Surf Shops. Okay, let's get into it. Surf news. This is real newsy stuff. Hey, this is rad. Caroline Marks is the youngest surfer in the history of surfing to make the World Championship Tour. It's official. Caroline Marks has qualified for the 2018 Women's Championship Tour. She's 15 years old, folks. No one's ever done that. 15 years old. She's on the World Championship Tour. And I would say she is going to be in the top 5 in 2018. She's that good. She is that good. And you can't not cheer for her because she's that awesome. She's such a rad person. And I'm looking forward to seeing what this young Floridian / Californian is going to do in 2018. She will be the lone championship tour rookie on the women's CT, Paige Harab from New Zealand. She's fought her way back on the tour after, 3 or 4 years off. So cool story there as well. Paige is awesome, and she rips. So those are your two new surfers coming to the championship tour in 2018 on the women's side of things. And speaking of the women, the world title race, the 2017 Women's World Championship. This is the closest title race in history. History being made with a 15-year-old surfer making the World Championship Tour. Now history being made with the tightest race. We got 5 surfers in the mix. They're all heading to the final event of the season, the Maui Women's Pro, which is coming up soon. And here we go. Let's start crunching some numbers here. All right, Sally Fitzgibbons is in the lead. She is your Jeep ratings leader. She's wearing that yellow Jeep jersey. If she loses early, she could be doomed. And spiritually speaking, I don't want to even say that because, again, Sally Fitzgibbons has fought, clawed, battled, trained, done everything right, and she's just missed it by that. I mean, I'm pushing my fingers together. That's how far she's missed it. So Sally Fitzgibbons, it's, you know, basically if Tyler Wright doesn't get a 5th or better, Sally's going to win. If Courtney can't get 3rd, and there's a lot of numbers there. Sally's just got to do well, and she'll win. And I think there's a lot of people cheering for her. Tyler Wright, she needs to get at least 5th place, but Sally can't finish above her. Courtney Conlogue, she needs at least 3rd in the contest in the final event, but can only win the world title if she finishes ahead of Tyler and Sally. See, things are complicated. That's how tight it is. Carissa Moore is still in the battle, in the fight. She's had her worst year on the World Championship Tour. Basically, this is a shocker of a year for Carissa Moore, and she's still in the conversation, potentially could get another world title. She needs to win, but Sally and Tyler can't get better than 5th place. Stephanie has been silent, basically just surfing Kelly Slater Surf Ranch for the last couple of years. But no, got her footing back on tour. And somehow, Stephanie comes from nowhere and is now in the title conversation. What the hell is going on? I mean, of course she's that good. One of the most dominating surfers ever. Dominant. Anyway, Stephanie Gilmore needs to win the event. Sally and Tyler can't get better than 5th. Courtney can't make the final. I'm getting all this on the worldsurfleague.com. Don't think that I did these numbers. If I did these numbers, they'd be wrong. Luckily, there's people, Al Hunt over there at WSL. I mean, there's people doing the math. So we don't have to, folks. What else? There's more fine print. Sally, Tyler, and Courtney can all win the world title by winning the Melee Pro, so they're in control of their own destiny. If Sally and Tyler both get third and Courtney doesn't make the final, the world title goes to Tyler. If Sally and Tyler both get fifth, Courtney doesn't make the semifinals, and Steph or Carissa don't win, the world title goes to Tyler. Again, a lot of math happening here. We don't know what's going to happen. All we can hope for is the waves are firing, and we've seen the Maui Pro, the women's Maui Pro, do just that, and that's what we want to see. We want to see this thing go down to the wire, the tightest world title race ever in the history of women's competitive surfing. It's going to happen very soon, in a couple weeks, actually, and I'm sure we'll be talking. I'll be talking about it next episode of the Monday Mass. Nazare comes alive. Do you feel like I do? Peter Frampton. This week has been... Last week? Last week was crazy at Nazare. This is a... You know Nazare, that giant freaking beach break. Portugal. I mean, like with the biggest wave ever in the world. Nazare. This wave is so scary. And a lot happened on the opening swell of the Nazare season. Maya Gabiera and Justine DuPont rode the biggest waves of their careers, which is saying a lot because they've ridden a lot of big waves. It was huge at Nazare last week. And you may have seen the pictures. Andrew Cotton, I posted his wipeout on my Instagram. It is absolutely horrifying. It's a steamroller. I mean, the wave is freaking 60 feet, and the whole thing lands on his face. He broke his back. Hugo Vaut, Garrett McNamara, they were right there, and somehow Andrew Cotton survived. And he's already saying he's going to go back and surf again. As soon as his back heals, the wave broke his back by landing on his head. 60, 70-foot face, madness. I don't know who these dudes are, but they're all seven psychopaths. Seven dudes on a sup squatch. For the first time ever, a sup squatch has been nominated for the 2018 XXL Biggest Wave Awards. Nominated on seven dudes on a sup squatch. Okay, who? Kalani, Latanzi, Pato Teixeira, Lucas Chianca, Sebastian Studner. So we've heard Sebastian Studner's name before. He's a giant wave surfer, and he's nuts. All those dudes are nuts. Seven guys on a subsquatch on a 30-foot wave. But then, okay, then here's the kicker. Derek Rabello. How do I know that name? Derek Rabello. Oh, it's the blind guy that surfed Pipeline. Well, guess what? Those of you out there, like myself, who are scared to surf waves over 8 feet, a blind dude just surfed Nazare, 25 feet, blind. Try going down your stairs at your house blindfolded. Sketchy, right? Go surf Nazare blind. Not even blindfolded, just blind. And, talk about a hero. Nutcase. All those things. Congrats to you, Derek Rabello. You've won. You just won everything. That's your Nazare news from Portugal, from the North Shore of Oahu, by way of me. This is good. That was scary news. This is funny. Fun news. Funny? Kind of funny. Because if I saw somebody wearing one of these wetsuits, I would just be SMH, shaking my head. Not whatever. I mean, you tell me. So Ryan Brower for Grind TV reporting. The Grateful Dead wetsuit collab, Thalia Street. Thalia Street Surf Shop teaming up with the Grateful Dead. No mention of John Mayer here. What's up? So this is called the Thalia Be Grateful 3mm wetsuit. It's $270, which is actually a pretty good deal for a wetsuit. Here's their words. It's a full suit that features a smooth retro look. It's a back zip made from limestone-based neoprene, offering glued, fully taped stitches, seams, to maximize warmth. This is a wetsuit that's made to look like the 60s, but performs like a modern-day wetsuit. And guess what's on the front? The iconic Steal Your Face Grateful Dead skull logo. So, surfers from the 70s, or wannabe from the 70s, you can now wear your Grateful Dead wetsuit. And from what I know, Grateful Dead fans these days have plenty of money to buy products like this. That's prejudice. I apologize. And it's fun to make fun of Grateful Dead fans these days, because how many Grateful Dead people are left in that band? Three? John Mayer's in the Grateful Dead? Is that weird? Grateful Dead has wetsuits? Is that weird? I dare say that I heard a Grateful Dead song yesterday and liked it. Am I the latest bloomer ever in the Grateful Dead? The world may never know. Well, now you know. I'm the latest Grateful Dead. I'm the last new Grateful Dead listener there is. And I don't even know if I like it. I think I do. Somebody send me a Grateful Dead song that I'm going to like, and not Touch of Grey, because I like that song, but I don't think that counts. Send me a Grateful Dead deep cut. Send it to my email, chris@cotemediagroup.com. Turn me on, dudes, dudettes. Turn me on, deadheads. Maybe I'll buy a wetsuit from Thalia Surf Street with a Grateful Dead Steal Your Face logo on it. I have homework for you, folks. Surf fans, I want you to read something. Read Let's Do It by Nick Carroll, the life and legacy of Surfing Magazine. And on the occasion of its recent death, this was in Surfer's Journal and on the Surfer's Journal website. It's a Nick Carroll penned piece that it captures the essence of what it was to work at a surf magazine and then witness the death of a surf magazine. I've been there. It's hard. But this article was fantastic. I want to thank Jimmy Wilson for reposting it and touting it as wonderful. And anything by Nick Carroll is going to be good anyway. So, and anything on the Surfer's Journal is going to be good. It's a win-win situation. Read this, The Life and Legacy of Surfing Magazine. It's a great article. And for you ADDers, it's not that long. It's long. It's a long read. Take it 10 minutes. Just read it. Educate yourself. Those were good times, folks. 80s, 90s. 2000s surf journalism. Wow, we had a good time, all of us. Next week on Surf News, Loose team rider, Vans Triple Crown contender, World Championship Tour surfer, guitar shredder, Connor Coffin will be on the show. I'm going to go to his house and interview him on the North Shore. Everybody's here. It's happening. That was Surf News, folks. Surf News brought to you by South Coast Surf Shop. Let's move on. Let's go for it. Let's all be cows when I was promised to me. Skateboarding. Skateboarding. Yes, there is skateboarding on the North Shore of Oahu, too. There's a skate park here. Did I mention the Monday Mass is being recorded on the North Shore of Oahu? All for the rest of November? Lucky us. Lucky me for being here. I wish you were here, all of you. Skate News is brought to you by the homies at Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights Skateboards, made in the USA. Follow at Quincy Woodwrights on Instagram. We've got, and I say we, I'm part of this crew. I'm embedding myself in the Quincy Woodwrights skateboarding program because I love them. I love the boards. I love the people there. I love that the wood is grown, harvested, shaped, glued, pressed, everything in Michigan, right? And they have great graphics. They have great Quincy Woodwrights graphics. There's a beaver on one of them that I like. But also, they make shop boards for some of the best shops in the world. Blue Tile in South Carolina. Orchard. The list goes on and on. Third Layer. Spider up in Hermosa. They make shop decks for the best skate shops. Quincy Woodwrights, follow them. All right, so like I said, I got to the North Shore of Oahu 2 days ago. And in those 2 days, between bronzing, surfing, and doing some skateboarding at the Pipeline Skate Park, I've been watching the 2017 Tampa Am. Oh my God. On ETN, let me say. I've been watching it on ETN live. Thank you, Ira. You hooked it up. That's between you and me. I'm going to erase that part. Thank you, Ira. Anyway, Tampa Am, 2017. I've been watching this thing like a hawk. And there's what, hundreds of skaters over 2 days. They're cutting the numbers all the way to the finals. So I've watched this contest for 2 days straight. Some of the best skating there is, park skating. I mean, you tell me the difference between Tampa Pro and Tampa Am trick wise. These Ams are flaring so gnarly. Everything's a flip in or a flip out. Everything's switch. Everything is just landed bolts. I mean, so many rippers. The cool part about in the finals, you had 12 skaters, and talk about global, Portugal, Colombia, Brazil, Israel, France, USA. I mean, from all over. Skaters from all over the world. My favorite skater, and I think everybody's favorite skater, this year's Tampa Am, Felipe Nunez. Felipe Nunez is an incredible skater. Dude has every trick there is. Flip in, flip out. He does it all day long. Did I mention he has no legs? Felipe Nunez, skater from Brazil, has no legs. It's like from his hip to where the legs kind of end, maybe 4 to 6 inches. So tiny little, I mean, short, just... The dude has no legs, and he rips. Legs or not, he rips. He got $1,000 from Mob Grip, and the story is that Tony Hawk saw this kid skating in Brazil, bought his ticket to Tampa Am. How cool is Tony Hawk? Everything he does, he's always giving away skateboards. He's doing rad shit like this. Felipe Nunez, a skater with no legs, Tony sees him ripping, thinks this guy's got to be in Tampa Am, and now he's the story of the whole weekend. Everybody's new favorite skateboarder, Felipe Nunez. He got $1,000 from Mob Grip, and you know, legs are not, the dude rips, and the fact that he's doing it with no legs is just out of this world. I mean, just Google it, watch it on ETN. Watch Felipe Nunez rip. You've not heard the last of that young skateboarder from Brazil. Let's get into the contest now. So, like I said, hundreds of skaters from all over the world. It came down to this. The finals day was insane. Every run blew away whatever you think of as Am skating. Third place was Marcus Montoya from Florida. Super stylish. The dude is just silky. So smooth. Crazy tricks. Marcus Montoya, one of my new favorites. Ivan Montero from Brazil, powerhouse. You know, you're typical, super consistent, great style. I mean, typical. There's nothing typical about Ivan Montero. This dude won every damn Am contest he entered this year. He's getting golden tickets all over the place. He got second place. Oh, yeah, okay. And then the winner. I've never heard this name before, but now, again, one of my new favorite skateboarders, Gustavo Ribeiro from Portugal, taking the win. Portugal. Okay. This is skate news. So there was two skaters from Portugal in the Tampa Am Finals, which is the odds of that happening are insane. Portugal has some of the most incredible skaters and surfers on the planet right now. As far as on the come up. This kid, Gustavo Ribeiro, is so gnarly. And then flip back over to surf for a second. I mean, you've got surfers who are starting to dominate the world of surf from Portugal as well. Frederico Moraes, Vasco Ribeiro. I mean, Portugal's coming up. And with the Olympics coming up, and I noticed something about this Tampa Am. And this is not to take away from how incredible this international field was, but there was a lot of skaters that were skating under, you know, that lived in America forever but are skating under different flags. And I feel like that is a precursor to what we'll see going towards the Olympics. You know, skaters from LA claiming wherever. Senegal, I don't know. But good. Because it makes, I mean, this is the world we're talking. Well, I don't even know where I just went there. Anyway, crazy good international field. Portuguese skater Gustavo Ribeiro wins Tampa Am. And again, there is no, I mean, the difference between Tampa Am and Tampa Pro these days, it is a fine line. In pro news, from Am to pro, Zion Wright is pro for real, and Ducky is pro for pizza. Say that to a stranger on the street, they'll say you're crazy. Hey, bro. Did you hear the news? Ducky is pro for pizza. Dude, why are you walking away? I'm not crazy. Ducky's pro for pizza. Have you seen Yuto Horigomi in the blind video yet? Get it? See it? It's heavy. Heavy duty, Yuto Horigomi and the rest of the blind team. It's like this video just popped up and you knew it was going to be great. And it was. Mickey Papa, blind crew, fun to watch. Okay, so it's official, it's November, and that means it's soda time. Thrasher Magazine's Skater of the Year. I don't know the nuts and bolts behind the voting, who votes. I think it's just the Thrasher staff, which, I mean, they know what's up, obviously. If you ask me, and no one did. No one's asked me yet. But if you want to know, I feel like it's between, and this is research that has told me this, Jamie Foy and Riley Hawk. Those, to me, that's your two skaters battling for 2017 Thrasher Magazine Skater of the Year. Riley Hawk, I mean, he's getting it, right? He's been getting it. Lakai video, Ender. He just dropped more hammers than Shep Dogs 5. And that's just the past couple of months, dude. Riley's been on it on a blistering pace since the beginning of the year. Jamie Foy, I mean, there's no... Dude just turned pro a couple of months ago. And Foy is... This dude can do anything. Pretty much won King of the Road. I mean, if you watch it, the dude did everything. And then, you know... So I feel like those are the two kind of two top contenders for Skater of the Year. And then there's been conversation about Louis Lopez, Jackson Pills. And then wouldn't you have to say that Nora Vasconcelos and Lizzie Armato should be in the conversation? Or should they do a female Skater of the Year? I think they should. It's come to this, Thrasher Magazine. Let's do a Thrasher Magazine Female Skater of the Year. So who would it be this year? Lacey Baker, Nora Vasconcelos, or Lizzie Armato? My vote? I'm going Nora. No, Lizzie got the cover and the Birdhouse video. That's a tough one. So what do you think out there? Do it on Twitter. Yo, put it on Twitter. Put it on the Twitter. Who's going to win the unofficial female skater of the year? Nora, Lizzie, or Lacey? Pop it up there. Tag me at Chris Cote Show. I don't know why my Twitter's that. Put it on Instagram story, at Chris Cote. That's easier. Another skate news. This is old by now. So Riley Hawk, skater of the year. You heard it here, not first, but you heard it here before it happened. So I could eventually say, I told you. In other skate news, this is old by now, but did you hear Bam on the 9 Club? It was fantastic. I love the 9 Club. And when they get people like Bam on there, it's just the best. I could have listened to it for 8 hours. Jamie Thomas episode, a couple episodes ago. Another one. Banger. You listen to Nightclub for so long. Y'all are killing it. This may be the best action sports podcast in the world. You got the best skate podcast in the world, hands down. When you see any skateboarder or fan of skating, you see, you go, oh, did you hear that Nine Club? They start smiling, their face lights up. That's what the Nine Club does. It makes people happy. So good job, team at Nine Club, podcast fan. Lastly, did you hear the ton of bricks hit the internet? That was Tommy Finn's push part. Oh my goodness. A back lip down 1,000 stairs, going 100 miles an hour. That's a death-defying trick. If you haven't watched Tommy Finn's push part, get it. Get help. Get yourself help. Get internet help and watch that part. It is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. And don't just take my word for it. Here's Chris Pastorus from Stereo Skateboards talking Tommy Finn.
What's up, Monday Masters? Chris Pastorus here from Stereo Skateboards, calling in to let you know you should stop whatever the hell you're doing and watch my boy Tommy Finn's push part on the barracks. It's one of the best video parts of 2017, for sure. So insane. So many MBDs, super technically progressive, but it's also super clean and stylish. And the words technically progressive and stylish don't often go together, but in the case of Tommy Finn, they definitely do. It's a must watch. And let me give you a little background info on Tommy. Super humble dude, one of the nicest dudes out, laser focused, born in South Africa. His family moved him to New Zealand to get a better life when he was a young child. They then moved to Australia, where Tommy came of age and has become one of the best, most progressive skateboarders out there, man. Just really proud of Tommy. This part is just so mind-blowing. The ender, I don't want to give it away. I don't want to call it out. You've probably seen it on the internet, on Instagram, but it's seriously just gnarly. I had so many rad people comment on that trick. Ben Harper, Arto Sari, Ray Barbie. If those guys are giving you props, you know it's amazing. So drop what you're doing. Watch Tommy Finn at the barracks, push part. You won't be disappointed. Also, special shout out to my boy Yoshi Tenenbaum, making it to finals at Tampa Am, killing it, got 11th. Stoked on Yoshi, man, another killer. My boys, love you. Love you too, Cote. All right, I'm signing off. See ya.
Yeah, Pastor's coming through for the Monday Mass. That was Skate News. Thank you to Master Plan Communications. We're always spreading the good word about the Monday Mass. Master Plan Communications. Look them up. Check them out. Master Plan PR on Instagram. Snow News, folks. Yes. Snow News is here again. And Snow News is brought to you by Torii Holistics. Torii Holistics is a licensed medicinal and recreational cannabis place. You know, like a office you go to if you have your card and you get edibles and ganja if you like that. I back it. I don't indulge in it. I do indulge in CBDs, CBD oils, CBD gummies, etc. And that's where I get mine, Torii Holistics. Cushy Punch CBDs, CBDs are the truth. And I will not judge you in partakage of marijuana. Probably won't join you, but I'll back you. Go for it. Hey, marijuana helps people with a lot of things. PTSD, depression, anxiety, etc. And CBDs do the same. So get on the program, the CBD program. I'm not telling you how to live your life, but if you're an older fella, you know, I'm in my 40s, as they say. And when I go skateboarding, when I go surfing, I tend to get a little bit sore. CBDs help me with soreness. Wake up the next day feeling great. I take the CBDs at about 6 p.m. So there you have it. It's my pitch. Torii Holistics. Go to them on the internet. So opening day, snow news, opening day at Mammoth, folks. Yes, this just happened, but 2 days ago, opening day. That's right, folks, at everybody's favorite ski resort, Mammoth Mountain, right here in California. It's about 4 hours from the Monday Mass HQ. It's about 10 hours from the North Shore of Oahu, where I'm saying all this stuff right now. I'm in trunks, no shirt, recording this podcast, and I'm talking about snowboarding. So let's get into that. I have two reports from the mountain. Monday Mass has reporters all over the world, and two of them were on Mammoth Mountain. I got a pro and a bro. I mean, they're both my bros. They both rip. So, but let's start with the pro. Monday Mass, snowboarding expert, one of my favorite snowboarders of all time, one of my favorite people, Eddie Wall. Eddie Wall was on the boots on the ground at Mammoth Mountain. Eddie Wall with the opening day snow report from Mammoth Mountain.
Chris Snowtay, what's up, man? Eddie Wall here, giving you the update for Mammoth Mountain opening weekend. The weather was pretty nice, very... Clear skies, good weather. The snow was actually really nice as well. And let's see, as far as what's open, chair one is open, the lower gondola is open, and then chair three is open. So from the top of three, you can get a pretty good long run. And then also at the bottom of chair one, you can kind of cut over into the park, the lower park, and they have about, you know, 3 to 4 really good jibs set up. There's a bunch of pros in town. There was a Olympic gold medalist, Sage Kotzenberg, was cruising around. Zach Hale was there, Dylan Lito, Scott Blum, Harrison Gordon, Jesse Paul. So it was pretty awesome, along with pretty much everybody else in the industry. So good laps, fun times. And yeah, for any of the listeners in the area, definitely cruise up to Mammoth. It's good time. And yeah, hopefully more snow is on the way soon and they'll get some more stuff open. So all right, man, hope you're well and talk to you soon.
So take it from Eddie Wall. Mammoth is open for business. Hot laps going down as we speak. Get up there. I mean, get your runs in now. And then when the true snow starts to fall, you'll be primed and ready to rip. So that was my pro bro who was up there on opening day. And then I have another bro who was there. And I saw on his Instagram, he brought his son. So his father-son opening day experience. His name is Jordan Mead. He's a homie. He's a snow ripper. He's also a sales rep for Volcom, Electric, Welcom, Skateboards, Stance. May have forgotten somebody. But anyway, he's a homie. And he was there. So I said, yo, give me a report for the Mass. This is Jordan Mead.
Jordan Mead here, freshly back from Mammoth opening day. Super fun time up there, lots of familiar faces, lots of friends. They've got Broadway Express chair number one running, as well as the gondola to McCoy Station. Tons of quick laps to be had. Also some rail set up on lower Broadway. You can shake those summer cobwebs and get ready for the winter.
I like that quick, concise, professional reporting from Jordan Mead, who was at opening day at Mammoth Mountain, along with Eddie Wall and a couple thousand of your closest snowboarder friends. Mammoth is open for business, folks. It means winter is here. It's November. Let it snow. Don't be putting up your Christmas decorations right now. Get your snow gear out instead. Tune up your board. Make sure your boots still fit your fat feet. Get ready. The decorations can wait. It's time to shred. Do you not have a board? Check this out. 30 days of giveaways is happening now at Transworld's site, snowboarding.transworld.net, Transworld Snowboarding. Every year they do this. They give away a ton of stuff, boots, boards, bindings, snow gear, 30 days straight all through November. Get yourself something rad for free just by going to snowboarding.transworld.net. Again, not being paid to say this. They are my homies, but I'm saying... people really do win. You can win. I think if you're listening to this on Monday, you can win a Nitro snowboard. I mean, every day they're giving away a snowboard a day or a package a day. So get on it. Oh, also watch the new GNU video. GNU, you know this number? GNU. Nicholas Mueller. Nicholas Mueller is my favorite snowboarder. Watch Gully Quest. Also on Transworld Snowboarding. Pornhub, the premier online destination for adult entertainment, yesterday announced its plan to sponsor an extreme sports team for 2017, and they're taking all applications from qualified teams, skaters and snowboarders, I believe. I don't know what Pornhub is. I've never been there. Is it a website? What's on it? I'm gonna look it up later, just to research what this is all about. There's more. After sponsoring various sports teams throughout Europe and the U.S., this is from the Vice President Corey Price, Vice President of Pornhub. That's the title. After sponsoring various sports teams throughout Europe and the U.S., we tried thinking outside of the box, and as a XXX entertainment site, decided it was time to go XXX stream. XXX stream, said Corey Price. It should say, laughed Corey Price, smiled Corey Price, giggled Corey Price, vice president at Pornhub. This is great, because now we can all look at Pornhub and just say, no. I'm not looking what you think I'm looking for. I have a team. My friends and I have a skate team or a snowboarding team, and we want to get sponsored by Pornhub. Again, never been there. Not even sure what they do. But that's cool. They want to get involved in action sports. Maybe they'll put up the world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass, on their website. Pornhub.com/Monday Mass. Google it. I wonder what's... I'm going to Google it after I record this. I wonder where it will lead me. Honey, I have to... Honey, they've put up my podcast. Okay? I have to go to Pornhub. I've got to join it. The hub. Got to get on the hub. No, I've never been there. I don't know what's on there. But they're sponsoring action sports athletes. I have to check this out. Don't look at my history bar. Please. Speaking of the Bone Zone... This is un-Pornhub related. Lots of websites. Again, I don't know what's on Pornhub.com, ma'am. Snowboarding websites, including Snowboarder.com, are saying, get involved. Watch the Bone Zone video series. I'm with them. It's not what you think, folks. The Bone Zone is a crew of homies from Utah making fantastic snowboarding edits. That's it. Okay? The Bone Zone. Go watch them. Snowboarder.com has them. Not sure if it's on Pornhub.com. Again, never been there. Don't know what's on there. This is snow news related. It's about snow. I've got a list here, people. I've got a list. There's not a lot of snow yet around the Northern Hemisphere, North America. But there is snow. There's already snow. Here's some resorts that are open now, at least partially. Breckenridge, where I'll be in December as one of the commentators for the 2017 Dew Tour. I'll be there. Copper Mountain, Keystone, Wolf Creek, Loveland, just to name a few, in Colorado that are open. Wild Mountain Ski and Snowboard Area in Minnesota is open. Ski Brule. Any relation to Dr. Steve Brule? Michigan, USA, Dr. Ski Brule. Ski Brule is open. Any relation? Dr. Steve Brule. Snowboarding. Timberline Lodge is open in Oregon. Trollhagen, one of my favorite places. Never been there. Love to go there. Wisconsin, USA. They seem like awesome people at Trollhagen. And is that the best name for a snow resort? Almost, because another name I love, Sugarloaf. In Maine is open. Killington. Sounds scary. It's not. It's a fun place to snowboard. It's in Vermont. It's open. It's happening, folks. Snowboarding season is upon us. So go snowboarding. And get some. I don't know what to say here. I don't know what to tell you other than go snowboarding. I'm over here on the North Shore sweating, recording this podcast, and people are out there ripping on the snow. So, yeah, go. So that's been another fantastic episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass. I've been your host, Chris Cote. Been recording right here on the North Shore of Oahu, 7 Mile Miracle, where it all goes down in the world of surfing. And if you're a surfer and you're not here, I'm sorry. Just can't get here. There's plenty of waves for all of us, man. Good luck catching them. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of stuff happening on You Online. You Online, that's where the mass lives, y'all. YouOnline.com. Get your You Online gear. Get your You gear. Hey, listen to Cantorian You. You want to talk about some deep, fascinating conversations? Cantorian You. We got Caniculture. We got Let Me Drink About It. And we got some new podcasts coming on board for 2018. So, you want to hear a great podcast? Go to YouOnline.com. You want to wear an awesome shirt that says You or Kook or whatever? Go to YouOnline.com. Buy one. They also have our gear, You Gear, at South Coast Surf Shops. So I want to thank our November sponsors, Loose Towels and Active Skin Repair. We'll have more on Loose and also Active Skin Repair next week. You got to listen. You listened now. Now you got to wait till next week to get more of the Monday Mass. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I think I'm going to go kick in the sunset with some poopies. It's wine for snacks. Thank you for listening.